This is Dr. Olivero. The day in on March 24th, 2022. The name of the patient is Kay Fenimore. Spelling of the last name, F like in Foxtrot, E like in Echo, N like in November, N like in November, I like in India, M like in M like in Mike, O like an Oscar, R like a Roger, E like an Echo. Fenimore. First name is K. This is the clinical case of a 74-year-old white female that has a history of idiopathic membranous nephropathy with elevated PLA2R receptor antibodies that was treated with the administration of the protocol Cytoxan and prednisone for 6 months. The patient comes today for a follow-up, and in the laboratory workup, we have a creatinine of 1.1, a BUN of 16, and an estimated GFR that is 47 mLs per minute, which is similar to prior determinations. When we review the protein creatinine ratio, is 482, that is a shifting. In November 11 or 21 was 236, period. The patient is completely asymptomatic. She has not noticed any changes. In the appearance of the urine. However, we have to pay attention to this protein and creatinine ratio in order to be able to rule out the possibility of a relapse. The patient was given instructions of talking to her nephrologist when she gets back to Michigan, check the kidney function as well as the protein creatinine ratio and the urinalysis. The patient will discuss that with the nephrologist and act accordingly. A copy of the laboratory workup will be given to a patient. Number two. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The patient today has a blood pressure 166 over 71. The patient states that the blood pressure is lower at home. The last adjustment that was done was 20 milligrams of propranolol added. She is taking propranolol 20 milligrams PO BID. Period. The consideration of adding ARB or ACE inhibitors was entertained. However, that is a history of COSAR allergy, giving rash. And for that reason, I decided not to use the ARB at the present time. that is a consideration for the nephrologist up north. Following number, degenerative joint disease, we are going to avoid the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories or COX inhibitors. The patient had an EMG that was done. There is evidence of a peroneal neuropathy in the at the level of the fibular head that has to be evaluated, and for that reason the patient is going to be referred to the neurologist, Dr. Ramkisland. R-A-M-K-I-S-S-O-O-N. Ramkisland. Period. Following number. The patient has a hemoglobin of 11.8, which is similar to prior determinations. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. The free T3 is 2.1. Normal. Free T4 is normal, and the TSH is 0.48, which is normal. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, the patient continues to have insomnia. Temazepam is not helping her. We are going to try the alprazolam 0.5 milligrams on every night. And the patient was given instructions to double it up if the insomnia persists. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with fenofibrate. The dose of the fenofibrate was decreased because of alterations in the liver function test according to the patient's description. It is not documented here in the chart. Following number, the uric acid is 5.9. Paragraph. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the blood work. In the face-to-face conversation, we spent 19 minutes, and in the documentation of the service, 10 minutes.